Hope you can pray just for a few minutes. I'm not being your presence probably not very long, but at this point I don't really know that, and I don't try to establish a place. I never come to a stand like that, and I've never learned, Brother Junior, how to come in and go out. And hope you can pray just a few minutes. I'll get out of the way and let these precious brothers of mine that are well more qualified and able to get to
revelate his mind, Lord.
So this morning I ain't never found this an easy place, Brother Junior, until it comes. And I always dread it when they call my name. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't know what I'll do today, but I have preached. I feel I have preached, Brother Junior. If I could quit, I surely would. If I could quit. And I know that he called me. I surely do, Brother John. And I know without a doubt that he saved my soul. Yes, and he lifted me up and set me on this highway of holiness. So just pray for a few minutes, and I hope that he'll see fit to give me just a few words. This morning I feel to be the very least among my brethren. This morning, but I'm happy on my journey. This morning, pray. But this morning I'm thankful that he found me in that way-stirring wilderness. He knowed where I said. He knowed my heart, Brother Charles. This morning I feel I'm bound for heaven. This morning, this man Jesus, I told Brother Lonnie, called me yesterday from Florida, and I was talking about being at the barn, and I want to tell you two things that's been on my mind for the last few days. If the Lord will bless me a few minutes, you can take love and humbleness. We'll cover it all, Brother Terry. It'll take care of it all. Is that right? This morning, it's you can fight the battle with love and humbleness. He loves an humble person, Brother Junior. And he loves, I believe God loves him kind. Whoa, this morning, if you I want a friend. He said, by my loving kindness have I drawn thee. If we want friends, we have to show love. I've had plenty of people that I brought to the church here, to the regulars. And they said them was the friendliest and the lovingest people I've ever been around. And that's what I like to hear, Brother John. I want our love to go out there. I want it to go. It'll go further than anything. And it'll do more than you could ever get done with anything else. By my loving kindness have I drawn thee. It drawed me when I was a sinner man, wandering and going to the churches. The love, they was so good. That caused me to want him. I knew he was there, Brother Tommy, by the Spirit. And it caused me to want what they had. Give me that great desire. It sure is. Love and humbleness. The book says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will exhort you. Mm-hmm. Exalt you in due time. He surely will. That's a good scripture, you know it? That's a good scripture. And love is in that Bible all the way through. You can't take it out. You can't take it out of here either. Can you? You can't take it from here either. Think about it. Law, it hinges on love. It all hinges on love, Brother Junior.
God is love. That's right.
And He is love. I didn't have to learn to love you, Brother Terry. But He put it in there and born it in there that morning in my barn lot. He calls me that morning, Brother John, to love everybody. Is that all right? He calls me. It just come. I loved them all that morning.
Right.
I sure did. I would have washed the whole world's feet if I could have done it that morning if it had been there. Because He put it in there. He did. I didn't have to grow or learn to love Him. But He put it there when He come. When He come. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. By my love and kindness have I drawn me. We can drive them away. We can stand up here and drive the people away.
Sure you can.
We sure can if you don't want.
Amen.
You can do more hindrance than you can good if you don't want. But if you follow the Spirit, you'll be all right. He'll cover it. You won't go wrong. You won't miss the mark if you follow the Spirit. Just follow the Spirit. Listen for the Spirit. Sometimes we get in a big hurry, and sometimes this man here is too busy of wanting to get what he wants. You know what I mean?
Nine times out of ten.
This man's so wrapped up, if he'd just pray the first time, the first thing, and start from there, he'd be a lot better off.
Yeah.
Be a lot better off. Pray. That's our prayer. That's our tool to work with. That's what it's all about. Be engaged in prayer. I love you. I love this whole time wave. Lord, I love everybody. Every piece of her. It all fits me real good. It'll cause you to love them that use you and despitefully hate you. You're supposed to pray for them,
pray
brother
for
friend. It'll cause you to do it because I've been there.
Yep. Okay.
I surely have. It's a good way. And if you want to go to heaven this morning, you certainly can. If you put everything you got into it, brother.
Yeah.
But it takes it all. You can't get Jesus Christ with one hand and holding on to the world with the other. And you surely can. But it takes it all, brother Fred. It took everything I had and more too. And that more being Jesus Christ to finish the job. It was the hardest thing I ever done to get this old man up on the altar. He was the very last thing to go. He was the very last thing to go that morning. And when he come and helped me that morning, I got him up there. I got him up there with the help of God. He helped me put him up there. Oh, Lord, I've done all I know how to do. You save or I perish. In an instant, Brother John, he was there, and he made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. I've been given joy and praises to His high and holy name ever since that morning. He'll make you brand new, folks. If you ain't brand new, you need to keep on working. You'll get brand new. Asked this brother here. He asked me that morning at Lily of the Valley Church, "How are you this morning, brother?" I said, "Brand new. It just come out. Brand new.
Come out of your heart.
Just that quick. It was like brand new." And I joined the church that day. My gosh, it's the greatest thing that ever was. And I couldn't wait to get to the water. I love it. Because it's a commandment of God. And besides that, I wanted to get there to show the world that I'd put on Jesus. You can come and proclaim how to be a Christian and sit back there. But if you don't never do nothing about it, the world will never know the difference. Is that right or wrong? No matter how long. no matter. You got to get in a house and put your light on a candlestick. You ain't worth nothing to him like that. Is that right or wrong? How is he going to get glory out of it if you don't show some? How is he going to get glory out of it? You got to know. He said, with the heart, the Lamb of Eve, and with the mouth, confession is made. I couldn't wait to tell it. I wasn't ashamed to tell nobody, Brother Lonnie. And it told itself. I wasn't ashamed of then, and I'm not ashamed today. Declare his high and holy name. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. To go on you before my Father. Holy faith. We got a great Savior. And I think we ought to give it all. I believe in giving it all, Brother. He won't take. Because if you just half do it, he ain't going to hear you. He ain't going to put nothing into it until you do something about it. He won't accept it. That's not on his terms. You know, I tried everything on my terms to get saved. But I found out down the road, Brother Lonnie, I didn't have no terms. I found the man that had all the terms. He had all the terms. And everything I had, I give it up because it wasn't worth nothing to me anyway. Do you believe that? It wasn't worth nothing to me anyway. I had all I could do to him. Sing your song. Get out of the way.